So welcome back. Pleasure to see you all again.
Professor Paul Taylor greets students and introduces today's assignment, discussing a grand jury hearing, but not one found in a dusty history book. They're exploring the grand jury decision that declined to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the death of Michael Brown.
Our burden here was to help each other get into a more productive relationship with the complex of peculiar events that began last fall in Ferguson, Missouri.
In the months that followed those events in Ferguson, racial tensions and protests became national news. Students at Penn State held several Black Lives Matter protests. In light of the interest, Taylor, who heads the African American Studies Department at Penn State, worked with other professors to construct a class on the topic. Their efforts ultimately became the course Understanding Ferguson, The Fire This Time. Each session is meant to stimulate discussion about the controversy surrounding Michael Brown's death.
This is a window onto a broader issue, and it's something like this happens in many, many, many communities around the country, and we need to figure out ways of talking about this.
Each week of the course highlights the case through the lens of a different discipline. This session examines the legal aspects of the case. To present a well-rounded analysis, Taylor plans to feature experts from varying fields.
We will have video interviews from psychologists, criminologists, sociologists, people in English who will talk about the narrative dimensions of the Ferguson affair, the way we construct a story around events like that and sort of slot people into characters. And so it's interdisciplinary in that sense. People will be bringing lots of different disciplinary resources to bear on the course.
This week, the class is joined virtually by Ronald Sullivan, a professor at Harvard Law School.
Given the media attention of this case,
speaking over a webcam connection, Sullivan adds legal background and analysis as students type away.
Between police officers and prosecutors in the same jurisdiction.
Interest in the class was tremendous. It reached full enrollment before it was even advertised. Natalia Tyndall is a junior majoring in English. She's one of the 30-some students who got into the Understanding Ferguson class.
I enrolled in the class because the topic really interests me, and I have an emotional response to, obviously, the events that happened in Ferguson, and I wanted to know what other people thought about it, so it is interesting that it's been put into a class format.
Once the class has ended, Taylor hopes students learn to approach issues in a more critical and balanced way.
It's about shaping our students or helping them shape themselves to be people, citizens who can engage the world responsibly. And so we hope they get a sense of what it means to engage an event like this critically and carefully and responsibly, not responding immediately in knee-jerk ways.
Taylor believes this class will become a permanent offering, especially as racial politics continue to make headlines in the United States. I'm Erin Cassidy Hendrick, WPSU.